Stephen, who's prepared all week, unfortunately is not going to preach today. He'll preach next week. But I think the Spirit of God is with us, and we have to obey the Spirit of God. And I think God, you know, we have the privilege in a church like this to send a young lady like that. And we're going to say goodbye to Ruan and his family just now. But the guy on the guitar has served us for 14 years in this church as a worship leader. So last Sunday, it's the last time he leads worship here. He's going to put his guitar down just now, and we're going to, I don't know if your family are here, Ruan, are your family here? But you're going to put your guitar down, and we're going to see you walk down this aisle with full praise and full honor. We give the glory to Jesus, but you've served us amazingly for 14 years. Thursday after Thursday of practice, Saturday after Saturday of preparation, Sunday after Sunday. You've served us beautifully, young man. And that's the last time you'll put your guitar down at 3CI. But you'll pick it up in the next place where God commissions you, because this church is a commissioning church. And we sent that young lady on his left, our right, we sent her to Dubai because there's a resource in this church to help other churches that need worship leaders. And it's like God just raises and releases people from this church. And we're going to give him a chance in a moment. But I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to hear this scripture. I'm going to read the whole scripture. And I just want you to say in your spirit, yes, God. Yes, God. Because if we can have the blacks standing up here 60 years, and it hasn't always been easy, they said that. But scripture has come true. And Mrs. Askham, scripture has come true. And Billy, 46 years later, scripture has come true. And Dave and Carl, and all the people that stood up here today. It says this, therefore, just close your eyes and in your spirit, just say, yes, Lord, I will grab hold of that truth. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Through Jesus Christ, the law of the Spirit of life has set me free from the law of sin and death. I am free from sin and death. And so he condemned sin and sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the sinful nature, but we live according to the Spirit. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. I prophesy life and peace, Lord God, over every single one of these men and women. Life and peace over their pasts, life and peace over their futures, life and peace over their relationships, life and peace over their businesses, life and peace, Lord God, over the turbulence of the waters around them, life and peace, O God. You, however, controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives inside you, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Resurrect spirits in people today. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. I ask for resurrection power, Lord God, right now to touch the hearts and lives of every single person here today. Resurrection power. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead would live in our mortal bodies. I pray into arthritis. I pray into limbs and brokenness, Lord God. I pray into old injuries, rugby injuries, Father God, shoulders and backs and knees and ankles. I pray for the resurrection life of God to be inside there. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship, the spirit of adoption. You don't have to achieve it. You can't earn it. You just got to receive it. Open your hearts wide today. Say, I receive today, Lord, the spirit of adoption, the spirit of sonship. And authority comes with that. And dignity comes with that. And upstanding comes with that. And righteousness comes with that. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. Just under your breath, say, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. When I read those words, it's like the argument on the school field. My daddy is stronger than your daddy. My father is stronger than your father. And I want to say my father in heaven and our father in heaven is stronger than any father influence on this earth, good or bad. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Testify, Lord God. Testify. Those who have been left, those who have abandoned, those who grew up in foster homes, those who grew up without parents, those who are from the Congo right now, testify, Father God. Testify with their spirits. Those who have been passed from home to home, those who have been abandoned, rejected, given up for adoption, testify with their spirit right now, Lord God. Testify, Lord God, that these are sons of God. You young lady with the glasses on, yes, you. Let the Spirit testify with your spirit that you're the Son of God. That you're accepted, you're adopted, you have authority in your life. His kindness is upon you, He's walked ahead of you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. Every day ordained for you was written in His book before one of them came to be. He didn't make a mistake with your DNA and with the way He put you together. Look in the mirror and say, wow, God. You're a miracle working God. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings, in order that we may also share in His glory. I pray, Lord, today that You would make inheritances clear. If You can bring a man here this week and the following week, take him to a church in England where Titch Smith, who he played cricket with, Lord God, then You can do anything. If You can put a number plate on a car and find inside is a girl that I grew up with, then You can do anything, God. You can do anything. You can take a man called Carl and You can introduce him to a new family in a couple of months because You are great, God. And You can work in coffee shops, Lord God, and petrol stations, Lord Jesus, and car dealerships and surgeries, Father God. And Lord, the lady that I met last week at a table, I met in a physiotherapy room while she was busy knitting and I was about to go and have physio. You can do anything anywhere, God. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the One who subjected, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. I pray, Lord God, if there's any area of decay in our lives, that the bondage of that decay would be broken this morning and the glorious freedom of the children of God would release over people. The bondage of decay, it was like taking a dead body and strapping it to somebody, and eventually that dead body would start to make your body dead. I pray, the Bible says, that we have been released from the bondage of decay, dead thoughts, dead dreams, dead sexuality, and we have been released into the glorious freedom of the children of God. We've been released into the glorious, say glorious, freedom of the children of God. And Lord God, I pray, just keep, let God minister to you. I don't know what's happening in this service. Just trying to be obedient. Father God, I pray, where there's any deadness that has crept into people's hearts through experience, Lord God, through trauma, there's dead parts of their heart, I pray, Lord God, that You would release them from the bondage of decay and release them into the fullness of the glorious freedom of the children of God. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those that love Him, who've been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image and likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justifies, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? No judgment in a court. No declaration of uselessness. No report that is so bad. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? We don't know how we're going to get out of some of this stuff, God. But You say that if You did not spare Your Son, then You won't spare anything to get us into a spacious place. You'll graciously give up all things to get us into a spacious place. You didn't spare Your Son. Why would You spare any resource, Lord God, to help us? Spirit of God, I pray You minister to our people, this beautiful people. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us right now. You don't even know what to pray. When you walk out of this place, you don't even know where to go. God sent His Son Jesus, who died and is now at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Jesus is praying for my tomorrow. Jesus is praying for my week. Jesus is praying for my marriage. Jesus is praying for my singleness. Jesus is praying for my sexuality. Jesus is praying for my business. Jesus is praying for the church. Jesus is praying for salvation. Jesus is praying for your son. Jesus is praying for your marriage. Jesus is praying for your daughter. Jesus is praying for your grandchildren. Jesus is praying for your emotions. Jesus right now is interceding at the right hand of the Father while you're doing nothing but sitting. Jesus is speaking to the Father about you by name. Wow. Wow. Receive this gift. Receive this gift. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in the creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Lord Jesus, I believe Romans 8 is a gift to this church at this time. I want to ask you, church, receive all of it. Receive all of it as a gift from God. Receive all of it as a gift from God. You young lady here on my left with a purple jacket. Yes, you. Just receive all of it. Every ounce of it. Every drop of it. Every word of it. I sat on the aeroplane flying to Cape Town. I was squashed, so I moved one back. And I met an Aussie guy. I said, "How are you, buddy?" He said, "Hello, mate." He said, "What do you do?" I said, "You'll never guess." I said, "What do you do?" He said, "You'll never guess." So I said, "Okay, I'm a pastor." He said, "So am I." 72 years old. He's a Hebrew scholar. I said, "What have you just preached on?" He said, "You know what? I've just done a 32-week series on the book of Judges." And he said, "You know what, mate?" He said, "Jesus isn't on every page in the book of Judges." He says, "Jesus is in every sentence in the book of Judges." He says, "You know what, mate?" He said, "You know, I can just preach the first three verses of Genesis and I'll teach people about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit." He said, "You know, Psalm 119 is the greatest mathematical text ever written. The first verses go A-A-A, and the second verses go B-B-B, and the third goes C-C-C. And he just sat and he just talked. And he said, you know when they built the Tower of Babel in Hebrew, it goes B-B-B, then B-B-L, then B-B-B-L-L, then L-L-L, then L-B-B, then B-B-B. And he said, God takes that whole thing of man and he turns it around. And we just sat and we feasted on the Word of God. And I thought, can we take Romans 8? I don't know if it's A-A-A, B-B-L, L-L-B, but may God turn your life around today with Romans chapter 8, the same way He turned Dave's brother's life around and Carl's family around. And for 46 years has been faithful to Billy. May God do that with you tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.